Imam says New Zealand is broken-hearted, but not broken, and Trump tries to legitimize Israel's occupation of the Golan Heights. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Friday, March 22nd. The Muslim call to prayer has resounded across Christchurch and around New Zealand. Thousands gathered to remember the 50 victims of last week's terror attack on worshippers at two mosques in the city. The Imam at the Al Noor Mosque, one of those assaulted, said, "We are broken-hearted, but we are not broken." Five mosques in the English city of Birmingham were targeted and vandalized overnight. The UK's counter-terrorism unit is investigating the incident. The attacks come as racists and haters stoke Islamophobia in many countries. Turkey's foreign minister is calling on the world to stand against all hate speech, violence and terror with words and actions. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu was speaking in Istanbul at a meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The meeting was called after the Christchurch terror attacks. New Zealand's foreign minister is attending and said the attacks on Muslims were an attack on all of us. The international community has been quick to condemn Trump's latest move, this time against Syria. The US president is attempting to legitimize Israel's occupation of the Golan Heights, saying his administration recognizes what he called Israel's sovereignty. Damascus, Turkey, Iran, and Russia slammed the move as an irresponsible violation of international law. And finally, it's been the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in Istanbul this week. More than 30 designers are showcasing their creations at the event. The three-day event is an annual celebration of everything beautiful in fashion. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.